Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. United States Steel says thousands of job cuts could happen if its acquisition by Nippon Steel is blocked. U.S. Steel operates facilities in Northwest Indiana. The company says without the support of Nippon, it would have to pivot away from blast furnaces, a move that would imperil jobs and undermine the competitiveness of the American steel industry. Politicians and union leaders have been pushing to stop the acquisition by the Japanese company so that the American steel industry doesn't come under foreign control. Nippon has promised to invest nearly $3 billion in U.S. Steel's older mills, including $300 million for the Gary Works facility. Chicago-based Molson Coors Beverage Company is cutting some of its diversity efforts after a right-wing activist threatened to target the company. Bloomberg reports Molson Coors will no longer engage with the Human Rights Campaign's corporate rankings. Molson Coors will also scrap supplier diversity goals and executive pay linked to employee diversity. The company joins Ford, Lowe's, Deere & Company, Harley-Davidson, and others in rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, policies. Right-wing activists have been pressuring the companies to drop activism and focus solely on making products. I'm Steve Krutanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.